but it was partly edited in Papua New Guinea by a school block in PIXA, meaning that it's the school for making films, and then taken to France to do the final touches to it, to show on an international level.
Oh, and when was that? When? What was the year? When?
1989. Yeah. But there was, I can also say here that there was a couple who produced a film on the, what they call the Black Tree Harvest, or Black Harvest, and they won the highest award in the Australian filmmaking for producing that documentary in Papua New Guinea. They were a couple, and they portrayed the Highlands region, how the lay missionaries, the lay brothers from Queensland went and visited the Highlands region. So they did a film on that, and it won an award. So basically, Papua New Guinea is like a filmmaker's paradise, put it that way.
Oh,
we've got the old and new, so I'm pretty sure you'd love to come and...
Well, if three of us go together,
yeah,
maybe we can do some...
production.
Yeah, documentaries or reality TV.
Yeah, we write this script. I'm very good at writing. I will do that.
Oh. So if you go for 2 months, just a couple of months, we would probably come up with really good material.
Yeah. It's a very tribal country, but it has... modernization and westernization as well, urban migration, rural migration, and so it's quite interesting. It's a melting pot for all the different old and the new and the young and the old, and so that was shelved. So that's why I just stayed on doing journalism reporting. But when I just graduated at the age of 20, I was part of what they call the World Association for Christian Communications, in charge of the Pacific region. So I'd travel now and then to overseas countries to get funding from Germany or from England or from France or America for our Pacific Islands region who were affiliated to Christianity, who were running a bookshop or a radio workshop or a radio or television for that matter. I enjoyed that bit until I got pregnant, and then with my older daughter at 24, and then I still travel when she was about 9 months to Sri Lanka, and that program was sponsored by the United Nations Development Program, because I anticipated Papua New Guinea would have a population boom. So I submitted a report or like essay, and I won the essay, and the UNDP, United Nations Development Program, gave me the opportunity to travel to Sri Lanka to witness what their population was like there, the developmental issues, and how Papua New Guinea was going to counter that issue. And so I was attached to the television crew there. So that was interesting and an eye-opener. I stayed there for 3 months. And so I did get a lot of good support from overseas bilateral agreements, depending on who our country was entering into bilateral agreements with other countries. So that'd be in the country doing work and all that sort of stuff. So the other opportunity I got was when I went to New Caledonia and worked with the South Pacific Commission as a women's information officer. So that was sponsored by the New Zealand government. So, and that helped me to travel to Beijing for the United Nations Conference on Women in 1989.
You achieved so much.
So it's, but then when we came here to Australia, I did do some research for filmmakers and lecturers in Sydney, helped them along with whatever programs that they wanted to do or whatever films that they wanted to cover. Like, for instance, the Black Tree Kangaroo, there was an environmental scientist, Dr. Tim Flannery, who won an award, and he based his book on writing the Black Tree Kangaroo, and he got an award as well. And I helped with the research part of the film of that Black Tree Kangaroo. And so yes, it has been interesting. My journey was interesting. And when I came here to Queensland, because I was a mother of two semi-professional swimmers, so that took up a lot of my time. And but I did, like, whatever skills I learned in journalism, I helped in the ruffling of their trips to go hosting events and doing raffling and going to business houses, writing letters to business houses and asking for funds, or the Logan City Council asking for funds and all that. And proud to say that my older daughter went to represent Papua New Guinea in the South Pacific in the Beijing Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, and then after that, because I've done so many things for my daughter, so I decided to do something for myself. So that's why I got back into doing broadcasting, which is closer. I was thinking of community television, but then I thought radio would be the best go through the medium, spoken media. And that's how I started 1 year before Natalie. And then I dragged Natalie into the Women's Profile good. Crew.
We had one interview. She said, do you want to be my guest? And for 1 year, she asked me. And I always said, no, I'm too shy. I don't want to talk. And
You're shy.
Yes, I'm shy. I fight it with, I try to be funny, but I'm not really funny. I'm not funny. When I introduce myself to people, I always say, hi, I'm Natalie. I'm not funny. and then, because I also my English wasn't really academic and perfect, I always make mistake, but now I realize it's me. So I accept myself more. And when I came, you know, you talk about passion just before you ask, is it your passion? And it was like getting a virus, a vaccine of radio injection. And I couldn't get away from it. And then I asked Maureen, like, Maureen, can I come with you? And I did my broadcast and I did my panel. And I discovered that behind the radio, not just the broadcasters, there is another life with the panel. And I like what is going behind the curtains, let's say that. So I like to push the people in front of me, like under the light, and I stay behind, and that's what I like in radio.
I like your analogy of saying that we are like a stage, and
yeah,
then
you're
at the back doing director of lighting and technical
sometimes
sound.
Sometimes I wish we had some cameras, you know, filming us, like these people can see, but then it's not radio anymore, it's TV.
Looking for something that's crystal clear? Try Zed Digital. It's an eclectic mix of current programs, the Zed Vault, and beyond. Take your digital radio and search for Zed Digital. It's the next generation.
Let's chat a little bit more with our amazing guests, Maureen and Natalie.
Oh, thank you for the word amazing. I didn't know that.
It's such a privilege to grab hold on you.
Oh, you can invite us another time. Mm. We will find a lot of topic to talk about the stars, about my conspiracies, about your book and stuff like that. That would be nice.
I was thinking, Maureen probably should write a book.
My memoirs.
Yeah. Mm.
So is that coming out this year or next
year? No, not this year. It's still in writing. And the thing I have is it's very complex because I've got my dad who is a politician and I'm just thinking whether I should write about him or my daughter or daughters who are swimmers or about myself living here in Australia away from home and that. That should make a good, interesting reading, wouldn't you? Agree, Natalie? And even Natalie has to write something about herself, too.
Oh, no, I will write, I think, short stories about crazy things, like crazy ants that can, I don't know, take the train, live under the feet of people, and that would be nice. Do you think an ant from Australia can speak to an ant from New Caledonia? Do they speak the same language, like dogs?
That's interesting,
What language do they speak? Do they have a universal language, or...?
I don't know. But normally when dogs see each other, they bark and some... So that must be
You see, our dogs are barking like woof, woof, and in Australia they bark woof, woof. That's so different, I'm sorry. How do they bark in Serbia?
I forgot.
They don't
it's
bark?
It's been over 20 years. God, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've. I remember.
I'm sure we can't even understand each other if we were dogs.
Yeah, I was thinking, yes, we are young at heart, we are mature ladies, but, you know, because of our rich life experience, there must be something we can, you know, pass, some pearls of wisdom.
If I have to...
What we learn, what we learn in life.
If, for example, I will tell to any parents, don't forget how you were when you were young at the same age of your children. Because sometimes we are very hard with them. Don't do this, don't be like that, and react like this, don't react like that. And we forget that when we were 15, sometimes it was hard for us. We hated our parents. I'm sorry to say that, parents, but it was hard. We found them like, why do they say no for something so simple just to ask to go to the cinema? And, you know, sometimes we are like any other creature when you are young on this planet. We just want to have fun, want to love and stuff like that. So it would be my best advice to parents. If I have to give another advice to children, I talk to my daughter, life is not easy. The first one would be take very good care of your body because it's the only envelope you have until the end of your life. If you don't take care of your body, you will never get old. You will never see how life is. If it is amazing or not, you would never never be able to take care of your body. And you can also, if you make a mistake, don't hesitate to come and talk with your parents, for example, because it's never too bad. We can always say something, even if it was a big mistake, like, oh, let's take an example. I stole a car. Okay, you did something bad. You are going to be punished by the law, but we need to call the police and we are going to support you. Because even if it is something bad, it doesn't take away the love that we have for our children. Let's say to a younger me, if I was younger, like, what would I say to me? You know what, Natalie?
What?
Eat life. Go and run and live and love, and just, even if your heart is broken, it's okay, just take the pieces of your heart, put some glue on it, and just go again, go and live. Because life, even if it's hard, even if it is push you down sometimes, really, really down, life is beautiful. Every morning I get out and I watch the sun, the stars at night, the sky is beautiful. Sometimes it's so hot you just feel a kind of little breeze on your skin, and it's just wonderful. How can we not be happy to be on this planet? We could be on Mars with some green eyes, green skin, be some aliens, you know, and now we are here, humans.
And moments like this makes your day special.
And also, yes, love each other, not love each other like love, but we are all humans, and of course there is always a kind of fear when you met someone new, but just embrace the world, embrace the planet. We live on one round planet. We take a plane, we can go here and there. That's how I see life. Travel, love.
Yeah, I like your creative philosophy of life.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book about that.
Yeah, you should.
I'll definitely be your first customer then.
What about you, Maureen?
Well, mine is very sweet and short. It's live life to the fullest, which is a bit similar to what Natalie was saying. And because one day we will all die, or our loved ones might die, so do live the life to the fullest and have fun with your loved ones around, and don't forget to tell each, or especially my child, I always say, I love you, have a good day, and see you later in the evening, or something like that.
I love you, Maureen.
Oh, thank you very much, Natalie. I'll see you later on Friday.
But what about fear? There's always that fear or some obstacles. Probably it's something we imagine, our own anxieties that prevent us from doing something, on that constant fear. How to overcome that and to enjoy life more?
And I think fear is a normal feeling to have with anyone or any situation that is new. But sometimes you realize that, oh, I can't do this because it's really my limit. And so it's your world. And if you can overcome that and just go against this limit and you push it further, if it is in a good thing for you, not for the others, I mean for you, then it's great. And I think fear sometimes can just help you to discover a new you. Because if you don't put yourself in new situation, like if you go, I will tell an example of traveling. If you go and live in a new country, new language, and if you go in a country where you can't understand, even struggle to understand the signs written on the street, like in Japan or China, for example, or Russia, then you discover that you have to adapt yourself to the others. You have to adapt yourself to a new kind of life and building someone new in you, and you realize that inside of ourselves we have something that is very, we have a huge potential. Like I think, Maureen, when you went to Sri Lanka, was the same for you? Like in India, they don't write they don't have the same kind of writing like us, and you have to adapt yourself to the new food, new people. And how beautiful is that?
It was very challenging because there was the ethnic tension as well in Sri Lanka, and the crew that I was associated with or came to know were caught in the ethnic clash, and they got their car and their camera crew and everything burnt and all that. So my dad did say a lot of relatives were saying I shouldn't go to Sri Lanka and all that, but then it's like my dad was saying, it's anywhere in the world you go, there's some sort of ethnic clashes and all that. So it's she's all right, she can go and gain a lot of experience. But my other thing is, like, I have a fear of failure, but my older daughter said or told me that it's okay to fail, because you can always bounce back. So that's something that I always treasure as well.
I like also the idea to fail, because if you fail, it just means that, oh, it's not for me, and you have so much possibilities, and you can just change your path, and that's the human. I think it's the perfection in human. It's like, not like an animal, you know, they are here, they have to hunt, to eat, and we can just go outside and change what we can choose. We have the choice.
Natalie, I learned something about you today.
Oh, that's good. That's
amazing.
Good. Beautiful. You're so cute, Maureen. Every day I tell her, okay, Maureen, I love you. Don't forget me. And she never answers me. She's like, yeah, I know. No, that was really interesting to be here and sit on the other side for one time, because I think we learn a little bit about each other. And I always like to learn about stories about people, but I realize that sometimes, like I said, a little bit of story of someone can bring something new in you. So something new in you. How is it to say that?
That's very good, the way you said it. Something new in you. It rhymes. It's very poetic.
Oh, thank you. French people are doing that. That's
French
bad.
Passion in Italy. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you for the opportunity, Billy.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy. See you soon.
Yes.
Bye, Billy.
See
Bye.
Ya.
Thanks for listening Ozone with Billy on Z Digital. Our Facebook page is Ozone on 4ZZZ, SoundCloud, Ozone on 4ZZZ Digital, and our email address if you wish to contact us is 4ZZZ.ozone@gmail.com. Tune in again next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. Ciao!